Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it's almost here, the weekend, as it is Thursday here on the midday show. And I just realized this is our last day in studio for a while.
That's right.
Because tomorrow we're going to be in Twin Peaks of Kennesaw. Make sure you come hang out with us. And then we'll be at the golf tournament
on Monday.
Eagle Watch Golf Club.
Yeah.
Drinking the transfusions without the fusion.
That's right.
Yeah, dog. So he's having a good old time. Good old time. 10-2 all the way there, baby.
And back.
Yeah, 10-2 when you get across that line.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
I drive that like that all
yes,
the time.
Yes, I know, Andy. I know.
I'm a big 10-2 guy.
I know. I just talk about myself. Just put myself out there, man. But yeah, man, it is a good Thursday as we get ready for. I saw Joe Patrick was here, so is he going to stay for the show or?
No, He's got to head up to.
He's got that venture to Flowery.
The venture to Flowery. Got to head up to the morgue.
Yeah, don't say it like that.
No, so, my bad. He's got to go head up to the high morale. Locker room. Talk to everybody who's excited about.
Yeah, man. I mean, you only get 17 of them. So, yes, you're excited to get ready and everything like that. I mean, you can't have a low morale locker room, Andy.
You can't do that.
No.
There's never been one?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I said you can't.
Yeah.
It helps nobody. It helps nobody.
Sure.
It does not.
Yeah.
Believe me. I've been in there. I've been in a mopey 1-13 locker room.
Sure.
It freaking sucks.
I bet it does, dude.
And the only solace you get is game day.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it goes back to the same routine. It's like, oh, God. And so, you know, it's pretty bleak. You know, we got the news already about the quarterback, and you know, Kirk Cousins is obviously going to be the starting quarterback this weekend in New Orleans. Don't have Drake London, so I mean, I think Bergeron. He's trying to play, so
mm-hmm.
your O line might be whole again. Well, you know, obviously,
right.
But I mean, to say that they've given up and all that stuff, I don't believe that because I think whenever you look at the situation where. It's always in the back of your mind as a player that, hey, we're going to run. We can do this. We can do that. And when you say to yourself, we're not mathematically eliminated, that gives you some kind of hope
mm-hmm.
as a player. But also, it's fun to play football. It really is. It's fun to play football on Sundays. But the worst part of it is when you're losing is the preparation to get ready because then you start seeing guys come in later. You know, the 6 o'clock group, they start coming in at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock. And then you're getting there right before the, you know, and all those different things. You just don't want that to creep into the locker room.
Yeah, look, I don't know that life the way that you do for sure. But, like, I hope that that doesn't happen.
Right.
I don't know that we'll know that it does. If they lose on Sunday, it's not because they're sad.
Right.
It's because they're not very good. The same reason why they've lost 5 in a row. It's not because... You know, I think the morale was probably pretty good after the Bills game, right?
Yeah.
We only talk about morale when teams aren't good,
yes.
right? Like this is we, and
yes.
this unfortunately is a common Andy and Randy December Falcons conversation. Is well, the locker room's still in it. Great, I'm happy about that. The team isn't, unfortunately. Now, mathematically, they are, and it would be really cool, and would be a hell of a story if Kirk Cousins and this group could somehow rally and go on a run, and that would be awesome.
That'd be great.
I hope that they do that.
Yeah.
But if they don't, I don't think it's going to be because anybody's quitting
no.
or whatever.
No.
I think it's just going to be because they already weren't very good, which is why they're 3-7.
Correct.
And now their starting quarterback isn't available anymore, and their number one wide receiver, and there's injuries across the board. They're playing their sixth corner last week. And it kind of, you know, like attrition. attrition on a team that already wasn't good is going to be less good.
What do we talk about? Next man up? Well, when the next man is the next man to the next man to the next man to the next man.
Yeah, and the first man was on a team that lost a bunch.
Yeah. So it's not going to be an improvement.
I'm not trying to say that anything is over because it isn't, because there's seven games left and mathematically they're alive and all that. And the Saints aren't good either.
No, hopefully
they should be able to beat the Saints on Sunday. Yeah. But
and it's your rival it's and just, all that other stuff.
It's
too,
just
man.
A real, you know, I mean, it's all a bummer. The fact that the Penix has to get surgery and he's going to be out for however long
and
he's out.
And so
the fact that we have to talk about whether or not they have high morale or not sucks.
But that's what creep in sometimes because you're running out of stuff to talk about.
Sure.
I also think we
got to hope that that doesn't happen. It's also possible that you do see that too. You know what I mean? Like you said, you've been there, and teams do sometimes let the losing kind of get to them.
Yeah, especially when you have expectations and everything like that. And I think you know when you look at this football team, like they got some talent players, but are they a talented football team?
No,
it's a big difference between that. And you know, and when you're in a situation where you know, you have really good players, and then, you know, they – because your good players are the reason you win. The other guys help you win, but your great good players are the reason why you win. And so when you're not getting that contribution from the guys who are supposed to help you win and not go win games for you, but then when you have the most important player on the team is not helping you win games as much either. And so, I mean, you're just in a situation as a team and as an organization, and we talked about it a little bit earlier this week, is like – the whole revamping of everything. And is this because your talent is still young, you know, is it a situation where you just break it all down and build around your young studs? Well, no matter who your young studs are, if you ain't got a damn quarterback, the rebuild, no matter what it is.
That's the thing, because I do think just if you're taking take it for 5 years, right? Because that's how long Terry Fontenot's been the general manager. I think there's been plenty of good moves.
Yeah.
I think that they're, like you said, there's talented players on the roster. But they've gotten the quarterback wrong at every turn, unfortunately. And some has been their fault. Some has been bad luck. I mean, I think the situation right now is bad luck. They're also 3-7 with Michael Penix playing quarterback,
yes.
Right? That's the part of it that I don't want to, you know, let's not lose sight of any of that because, you know, there's been some of the conversation of, hey, does this injury to Penix somehow help them longevity-wise, like front office and coaching staff and stuff, that they said that the season – no, man, they lost five games in a row. I guess he was hurt for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they were 3-7 with Michael Penix at quarterback. Penix getting hurt didn't derail the season. The season derailed before that, right?
Yes.
Like, so that's not a get-out-of-jail-free card for them. But that's why we're here, is because they've you know, we don't have to go back through the blow-by-blow with how they've blanked up the quarterback situation, but that's what they've done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been colossal.
That's the one position. That's the one
it's
position.
Been colossal.
That's the one position you can't get wrong.
Yeah, and they've gotten it wrong every single time.
That's the one position you can't get wrong.
And one time they got it wrong twice in the same offseason.
Same damn offseason. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is
now,
the one position.
That's a little bit unfair just because the Penix, like, his career's not over, right? Like, he's out for the rest of the year. Hopefully he's back next year, and hopefully he's the quarterback of the future for the Atlanta Falcons. But we're also saying hopefully with that, right? All the other ones they've gotten completely wrong. So, that's why we're here, and that's why this conversation is what's happening, and that's why so many people are looking past these seven games and thinking about big picture what's next for this franchise,
because
that's the question.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to there's no clear picture going into 2026 with this team.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
Because
you just don't know.
You don't know anything.
Anything.
About
you don't know
the leadership.
Who's going to be here,
yeah. Exactly.
All those different things. There's no definite about anything that's going into it. So, I mean, the focus has to be, and I'm speaking as the former player myself, as what we got in front of us. You know, you can't do anything about that right now. All you can control is what you do in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Ra has to have his team ready to play.
And, I don't doubt that they will be.
And that's the thing about it is that
I don't think they've been ready to play.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they have been unwilling to finish.
Yeah.
You know, and so –
unprepared to finish.
Yeah, unprepared to finish.
But we said this last week. Like, I understand the natural inclination of Falcons fans – to stop paying attention to the now because the now is no fun and start thinking about the future because who knows, maybe the future could be better. We said that, it's on the players to get people back to now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't do that.
They didn't do that
but
at all.
What happened last week made people just want to look more to the future.
Yes.
And then the quarterback's getting surgery. So like that you know, doubles down on that as well. So yeah, look, of course. I mean, I don't doubt that they'll be ready to go and Kirk's a veteran quarterback and all that, but you know, it's –
But the thing about it is he has continuity with the receivers. They were all scout team.
It's true.
So they have a rhythm and they have chemistry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to find something. They got some kind of chemistry in the past game.
Him and Mooney
last
had a good
year,
relationship.
And then, you know, him and
maybe that's what Mooney needs.
That could be it. Because, I mean, he was having his best year with them.
Yep.
And so, I mean, you try to find out, they're going to have to run the hell out of football this game. They're going to have to block.
I would have thought that's what they would have been doing.
Well,
you know?
We
feel like they should be handing it to
seven. That's one of those things where I got to stay in the now, Andy. Yeah. Got to stay in the now.
Give it to seven.
Yeah, got to stay in the now right now. And they need 7-25, just need to just turn around, hand it to Kurt. 17 passes.
Sure.
17 passes.
That'd be great.
Yeah, 17 passes.
You think he can handle that?
Who, Kurt?
Yeah.
I hope so.
He's got that in the
17,
shoulder.
17 passes.
They asked him how he felt health-wise yesterday. Do you hear what he said?
No.
I do feel good. I would never tell you I wasn't, though, until the season's over.
Yeah, we know that.
Chuckle, Kurt. Chuckle. Yeah, yeah. He said that yesterday.
No, he did.
To people. Yeah, he did. That's not me joking. That was him joking.
Okay.
Yeah. This feels like bad timing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, you already have that corny dad sense of humor in the first place.
Yeah.
And to say that right now with this team after what you did.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem like the right moment
for the
joke.
Yeah, dog.
And also, everyone still hates you because you did that last year.
So,
like, you actually did lie.
Some self-awareness.
Yeah, it was a real lack of self-awareness, I thought. Now, again, that doesn't raise to the level of, you know, outrage or anything for me. I don't know. I wish the Kirk Cousins thing would have gone better than it did, obviously, for the sake of the team and all the Falcons fans. I'm not, like, super surprised it went the way that it has, just because he's an older guy coming off of a surgery. And even, like, the ceiling, Kirk Cousins was never that great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been pretty bad. It's he's not a popular man amongst Falcons fans. And then to make a joke like that the day after we find out that the starting quarterback has to have season-ending surgery. And you literally did lie last year about your injury status. So
somebody need to kick him in the nuts.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff to be joking about.
Somebody needs to kick him in the nuts. I'm talking about just a wind-up, like a double-jointed guy who could leg and go all around.
Uh-huh.
Just kick him right in the nuts.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know why you would do that.
That's why, that's kind of irritating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of irritating. Yep. But you better play well.
Exactly, man. Like, we always say this. I think you can win your way out of anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much winning he would have to do right now
to
get people back.
You got to win them all.
Yeah, they would have to go 7-0.
Yeah, you got to win them all.
Yeah. Boy, people hate him.
God, what a – oh, I almost
– No, really, though. Like, that's such a – yeah.
Yep. That is that kind of movie. Hey, this Saturday, noon or two, join Ally Mack at Kia Mall of Georgia. She gets ready for the big game on Sunday, win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes, including tickets. That's this Saturday, noon to 2, Kia Mall of Georgia with Ally Mack.
We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In the game.
There's 100% no doubt about that. You know, it was the whole purpose of, you know, I know it was a whole rush to, you know, move on and do all these other different things, but you talk about a great human, you talk about a guy you know can play, a guy that you got a lot of belief in, got us to a 6-3 record last year. and will be asked to call, maybe called upon again.
You say that before or after the joke?
I don't know. That is also, man, you got, I know, look, it, he's got to say the positive stuff, and he's a very positive guy, and I think that that does matter. But that is one way to tell the Kirk Cousins story of last year.
Yeah, man.
He led us to a 6-3 record. Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And then what? Benched.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. But that is, it is true. It is not untrue that at one point during the season last year, the Falcons had a 6-3 record and Kirk Cousins was their starting quarterback. It feels untrue given what's happened since then. But that was a moment in time that was very fun. And then unfortunately, Saints game.
Yep.
Saints game last year. You know, defense gives
was
up a couple
the
long
same
runs.
Time, huh?
I think it was a little earlier. Well, not that earlier because it was 6-3.
Yeah, 6-3. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is their 11th game this week. That was their 10th game. So yeah, no, you're right. I remember we were watching that at a watch party over kind of near you,
mm-hmm.
and my mom was there, and it was a really good time.
Was I there that time?
No, you weren't at that one.
Okay.
We watched the Vikings game at the bar near you.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, also not a super fun.
Left
one.
My phone in your car.
That's right.
Yeah. And
that's
I was like, Andy won't answer his phone. I'm trying to call him. Oh, he's driving, so he's not going to answer the phone.
That's I know. Yes. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry about that. But I got you your phone the next day.
You did. And it was so great not to have a phone.
Yeah.
So great.
So kind of two birds, one stone.
Yeah, so great not to have a phone.
So anyway, hopefully that good early season mojo of last year can be resurrected now. And Kirk Cousins is going to be starting the rest of the season. We know that for sure. I mean, there's no question about, well, as long as he stays healthy, I guess. But he's the starter going forward as long as he's healthy.
Yes.
Because Penix is out for the remainder of the year, and we found all that out
yesterday.
He threw some nice balls.
He threw some catchable balls in the game on Sunday. And we already talked about the drop by Drake and everything like that. You know, just hopefully with all the reps and all the experience that he's had, he can muster up something. He can muster up some kind of juice, Andy. They're going to be able to do a couple more things with him. I mean, we talk about being under center, play action, all those different things.
They can do that.
You're going to be able to do that a lot more with Kurt. And so hopefully that helps the offensive line more as far as, you know, Pat. I mean, the play action pass helps everybody, but it damn sure helps the offensive line because you get to fire out more. And so hopefully that's something that can, you know, generate some positive on offense, help out with the run game, things like that. And, you know, when he throws it to the guys, hopefully they catch it. Obviously, we know that Drake London is not going to play this Sunday, so somebody's going to have to step up and play. Eight's got to get his ass going. You got to get his ass going, man. I mean, he was playing so well. And then, you know, that's when, you know, we always talk about don't let an opponent beat you twice. Don't let a big drop beat you twice, man. Yeah. You can't do nothing about that. You know, and I will always say that it is a mental thing. It does get in your damn head when you have a big drop. It just does. And you just got to get past that crap. And he needs to get past whatever the hell's going on with him because his team needs his ass and it needs production.
Yeah.
They need his damn production.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, obviously kind of lower on the headline list of what the season has been, but yeah. Remember early there was a lot of, hey, Pitts looks good.
He was playing well, engaged, looks healthy,
attacking the football.
Yes.
They're still not really kind of throwing it to him the way that we would want him to, like in the right kind of situation. But yeah, last month or so, it kind of looks like previous years,
yes.
Kyle Pitts.
He damn sure does.
Unfortunately. So yeah, man, be a good week to break out of that. Kirby Smart was on the Steakhouse earlier this morning. Always great to hear from the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. Great win for them last weekend against Texas. Here's what he had to say about playing in the SEC championship game.
I'm an SEC enthusiast. I look at it as, well, you didn't win the SEC. And see, it's one of the top moments of your career, of your year. I don't know. That's another one of those that we've spoiled our fans,
yes.
Maybe, or spoiled people
yeah.
of,
yes.
Like, to think that you don't want to be in that game or playing for that. I just, it's been so elusive in my career. Won two national championships where we didn't win the SEC. So, like, it's hard when you do that. I had Alabama where we didn't win it and then won the national, and then here we did that. I just don't, I'll never agree that it's better. Like, what about the experience you get from playing in that game? The pressure, the anxiety. Yeah, banged up, sure, but there's recovery time in there.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. We know how important this game is. That game is to Kirby. It's not even a question.
No, we knew what the answer was there. The biggest thing that came out of that quote was that's a great t-shirt.
Yes.
SEC enthusiast.
Yes.
Like that's
SEC enthusiast.
You know?
Yes.
Then that seemed like some you'll see some of those on Saturday.
Oh, you know that.
People are gonna be rocking those on Saturday.
Yeah, because you know, trademark. Hurry up and trademark
SEC
that thing, Kirby.
Enthusiast is a good idea for
go
a
trademark.
Shirt.
Go trademark that, Kirby. Gonna make you more money than you already make right now, man.
But I could not agree with him more.
Oh,
I mean, too. And again, I understand the fact that there's even a debate about whether or not you should want to be in it. Is proof of a flaw in the system. But there's a game and a championship.
Yeah.
I want my team to win.
And the thing about it was how I view it the same way Kirby did. And I remember, I'm not going to say no names, when we were on the air one day, and somebody said, "Well, it doesn't really matter anymore." I was like, "Yeah, Kirby. Yeah, it's like Kirby won the SEC championship. Oh, that doesn't matter." Like, I bet your effing school would have liked to win your conference championship, right?
Oh, how many SEC titles do you have?
Or Big Ten titles do you have?
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dog.
Like, oh, no, was it me? Because I'm a Big Ten guy now?
No, it was not you.
We won the last ever Pac-12 championship. Last one ever.
That's it. That's something.
Well, there will be another one again next
year. Do you have a T-shirt?
Uh-uh.
You didn't get the Washington Pac-12 T-shirt championship?
Uh-uh. But you know what? I should. I still could.
Why didn't you? Oh, I would have.
I don't normally get I get gear that is timeless. I don't normally get stuff that has dates.
Yeah, see, I have all of them.
If they won the national championship, I would have got a national championship.
But I've never worn the Georgia national championship t-shirt. I've never worn it. But I have that one, the long sleeves, and I got all the SEC championship shirts.
Sometimes, after the national championship game, when they lost to Michigan,
mm-hmm.
you'll see, because we were in Ann Arbor that next year,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of shirts that were national championship game shirts.
Right.
I'm not buying that.
No.
I don't want that memory.
Nah, dog. It's a bad memory.
Nah,
you don't want that shirt.
Nah.
But let the folks over in Kenya wear those. let them wear that.
There's a lot of people over there that think that we've won a lot of titles.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. You're Washington.
No, it isn't, actually.
Yes, Champion.
No, man. Incorrect Kenyans is not what I'm looking for.
Champion.
In fact, not all that matters. Brent Key has a big one on Saturday night, man. They got Pitt at home, 7 o'clock, sold out. Got to win it, obviously. Here he is talking about that.
And it's not going to kind of be full. It's not going to maybe be full. Hey, Bobby Dodd Stadium is going to be rocking on Saturday night from 7 to about 10:30 at night. It is the greatest venue in the country to be able to play a night game here at Bobby Dodd. And I cannot wait to see the people in the stadium and how loud they'll be. We're going to need them all and have that 12-man advantage.
It's going to be rocking, man, and it better be. And they need this damn win.
I mean, that
they need
that shouldn't be
that shouldn't be a problem. That place is going the flats is going to be crazy.
They're 9-1.
Yes,
with a chance to go to the ACC championship.
That place is going to be going
it
crazy.
Better be.
It's going to be crazy. Haynes King is going to put the team on his shoulder like he always does. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be close. Pitt's a good football team.
Yeah,
Pitt's a good football team. They were great against the run until. Notre Dame ran up against Notre Dame last Saturday.
Yeah.
But Pitt, they did everything wrong in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The quarterback was awful. He was playing good all year long.
Yep.
That game, he was freaking awful.
Yeah.
Haynes King is not going to be that bad.
No. Definitely.
Yeah, Haynes King is not going
to
be that bad.
Haynes King is going to do everything to help Georgia win that game, whereas Pitt's quarterback did everything to hurt their chances until late.
Yeah.
But I also, I think Notre Dame's pretty good, too. I think Notre Dame did that to Pitt a little bit.
Yes.
They also kind of had to. That was their last opportunity to make a statement as far as big win and all that. And it's interesting that Miami, who's in that debate with Notre Dame, same record and head-to-head, Miami obviously won the game. They play Pitt next week.
Yes.
So there'll be a common opponent in November as well.
That's what we were talking about before before the Notre Dame game. Yeah. Pitt is,
Pitt's the one.
Pitt's the one.
And they might go 0-3 in these games.
There are dudes. I tell
certainly
you,
Georgia Tech hopes they do.
Talk about coaches and what they say. Not a must-win game.
It was not a smart thing
to say. It was not smart. And you got your ass whipped and your players played like it was not a must-win game.
Brent Key knows that maybe in his opinion, Bobby Dodd is the greatest venue at night, whatever. He has to say that.
Right.
That's the right thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever say, you know what? I don't know. LSU at night's probably a little bit better.
That's basically
what Pat Narduzzi did.
We played
Narduzzi
night
was like, I don't know. We don't really need to win this game.
Yeah. We played a night game over there at Tech one time. It's crazy.
Sure.
Just like the day game was. But it was Georgia. But I think,
I'm sure it's
but
great.
No, Brent Key,
but he said the right thing because you say the right
because
thing.
Because that's Brent Key.
Yeah.
That's Brent Key. He got his new contract yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, okay.
Not yet. Send it over.
What the wait now?
I don't know. Well, I think he made it pretty easy for him.
Yeah.
He was like, you don't have to give me a raise. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
Which I love. I love, and that's what the fan base loves and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's why I haven't given him a contract, because he took his leverage and punted it.
Yeah, he did. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much.
What?
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all local games live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
He's bringing his chipper attitude around. I just want Garrett bopping around, smiling at everybody.
Oh, he got his cup.
I had to flip him the bird.
Yeah, he got his cup with the handle.
Keep him humble.
Yeah. You think him and Dylan toast their Stanleys?
I do. Yeah, I think they do. I think they say to good health and prosperity.
And then,
cheers, brother.
And then suck the straw at the same time.
Come on, no. Synchronize. Nope, can't say that. Can't say that one. We'll come back, and the Hawks have a big game tonight against the Spurs. We'll talk about that and some other stuff. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get into all the big news from around the National Football League. Week 12 kicks off tonight.
What a good one.
Not right here, because the Hawks play the Spurs. That'll be on WAOK, the Bills and the Texans tonight. Pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15. We'll get you caught up on everything going on in the National Football League. College Football Corner at 12:20 as well. A little bit more Kirby Smart audio from the steakhouse today. Sark real mad.
Yeah,
anyone would suggest that he might leave.
So I keep hearing this or NFL.
Makes me more suspicious.
I keep hearing this or NFL job. Like, huh?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. He's got ties places.
I mean, I got ties. Mm-hmm. Like, you talking about neckties?
Well, he's got some of those, too.
Oh, yeah, like, what the heck?
It just takes one.
All right, and that's true.
It just takes one.
It is damn sure true, man.
And here's what I'll say. I didn't want to – somebody said something about falling up the other day about Lane Kiffin. I was like, Kiffin hasn't fallen up. No. I think Kiffin's done a good job. He's just sort of an odd personality at times.
Yes.
I think Sark's fallen up.
Like, yeah, no.
Sark hasn't done, like, a great job anywhere.
No,
he and continued
not.
To get but, these incredible promotions.
But that's what – I mean, that's where Texas was at. There was nobody there that they can get other than – a defending – did they win a championship with Sark as OC in Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was the OC.
I think he was.
Yeah, he was the OC.
With the 2020 team.
He was OC. So you're looking at it from that standpoint. He's offensive coordinator in Alabama. Like, Texas had some weird fits over the years after Mack Brown left. Mm-hmm. I mean, Charlie was a bad mix. We know that.
Sure.
I mean, remember they had made Will Muschamp the coach in waiting. Mm-hmm. You know, then it was Tom Herman.
Who was the next great
thing. Oh, my God.
And that didn't work out so good.
Was like, oh, why don't Georgia interview Tom Herman? I was like, why would Georgia interview Tom Herman?
Instead of what?
Instead of Kirby Smart. Like,
no.
You open it up. You should open up the coaching that just don't settle for Kirby.
Who said that?
It was really? It was said.
On this radio station?
It was said.
Unbelievable.
It was said.
That's before I was here.
Yeah, it was
so
said.
It wasn't by me.
It was said.
I believe it. That's the same sort of idea as Matt Schaub should take some first team reps.
Yes.
Try Matt Ryan.
Yes.
The year that he won the MVP award.
Yes.
All right, look. I mean, we all have our
what the hell
hot
you talking?
Takes exposed,
what the hell you
our
talk,
cold takes.
What the hell you talking about? I saw the Braves are bringing back my friend.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Old Raffy.
Yeah. not even his name. Yeah, Russell Iglesias.
I like Raffy.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you get Raffy from Russell?
Because I just want to call him Raffy.
Okay.
Fair enough. He got to earn his name from me.
This is just so confusing because they literally had another guy named Raphael last year. So I never knew who you were talking about. Well, I knew who you were talking about because it was always in reference to Russell Iglesias.
So he's the closer.
Struggling. Well, $16 million would suggest that he's the closer.
Okay. Yeah. And he was going to get that from other teams?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I wasn't in the negotiation.
No
but
problem.
Probably.
No problem. I'm excited.
He had a really nice finish to the year.
He did. I'm excited. Raffy's back, man. You know. So you know, he's got to get some guys that are good in front of him.
The only problem is that Bo's not on the other side of the glass right now. Where'd he go? Bo needs to be here for Randy slandering Russell.
How am I slandering him? I said I'm glad he's back. I said they got to pitch better in front of him. That's what I just said. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all. I don't have no ill will towards this dude. Never have. I've always given him his respect.
It's true.
That is true. When he's been
there's a long history of you messing up the names of Braves bullpen pitchers out of respect.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But hey, whatever. To each his own. And they know him. He didn't have to move or anything like that. There might not have been any closes on the market.
We talked about Edwin Diaz earlier in the offseason. You're going to have to pay a whole bunch of money to get him. But I never – like, that to me is – it's one of those ones with the Braves that's almost kind of like the Rich McKay argument with the Falcons.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you have every right to be frustrated about it, and it might be even a legitimate criticism. But it's never going to change. So what's the what's the point of yelling about it? You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
They were never going to pay a closer $100 million.
No,
I don't know that Edwin Diaz is going to get that, but he's going to get a lot of money.
You think Matt's going to?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where it's going to happen.
The Dodgers have a closer,
but somebody's going to pay him more money than the Braves would have been willing to pay him.
Yeah.
And it happens every time around this time of year when baseball free agency starts, and the Braves do spend a lot of money. They probably could spend more money. It's hard when you brag about how much money you're making and you're a publicly traded company and we know how much money you're making annually and you're not spending with some of the, you know, the big spenders in baseball. I know that they're top seven or six or whatever.
Right.
But there's a pretty big gap.
Why does it feel? Maybe
there's a pretty big gap.
Yeah, because they are in the top five as far as spending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the top three are
different. You know what I mean?
The top, exactly.
And I love how they harp on that part. Oh, we're in top five in spending in the league.
But it's never top five because they're not.
Yes.
It's top seven, which is not a list.
Yeah, but
no one does seven. You only say seven because you're seventh.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like when your team was ranked 12th preseason. You're like, we were in the top 12.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
They run with that, though.
We have round numbers.
They sure run with that.
You're either in the top 25, the top 10, or the top 5.
No one says,
I guess 12 now because 12-team playoff.
Right,
but
that's not what
you meant. Right. The only reason you said that was because your team was ranked 12th. Preseason, like the Braves are seventh in spending, and we're top seven in spending.
We're top seven in spending. Yeah, so I don't know what else you guys want me to do.
Be top, spend more is what I want you to do.
You're seven, so there's six spots in front of you.
Yeah.
Get closer to the first one.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. Jump at least four of those six.
Yeah, and look, I also understand that there you can parse through the top six, and it's like, well, these guys, the Mets spend all this every year, and it never works. True. Fair enough. The Dodgers spend that much every year. They're back-to-back World Series champions.
You know, this is one thing, because being the breadwinner and all those things, like if I want something, nobody's there to say no. Like, what is it like when Alex wants something, and then he got to go to them dudes, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because
I know he's – this ain't – this roster, I mean, the financial part of it is not on him. We understand that.
No, he's got constraints.
Yes.
We understand.
But it's crazy how he just give me an extra $4 million a year. Mm-hmm. Extra $4 million, and we can keep this
guy. And there has been times we've heard about
it
when he's been able to persuade him that, hey, we're going to have to spend a little more than we had planned, but we can get this arm or this bat or whatever it is. And usually it's in season.
Right.
And we think it'll kind of bolster us down the stretch. Yeah, but he doesn't even go to him with – like Ohtani.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't even – you know what I mean?
Were you guys in Ohtani – Ohtani who?
Yeah.
Like, is there another one?
Does he have a brother?
Yeah, or something like that. Like, we're like, that would be, okay, I know you guys are going to, because it's my kid's favorite thing to say. I know you're going to say no. Then why ask?
Why ask?
Yeah, so did he go up to Liberty? Hey, guys, you're probably going to say no about this.
Well, maybe here's what some people do is you make the crazy ask knowing it's going
to
be a no.
Yeah, so try to get something close to it.
And then you go for what you really want, which is also outrageously priced.
Right.
But it's not as outrageous as the first thing that you threw out there. So maybe you've kind of changed their mind on what's crazy, and then you can get it. Maybe that's what they do. I don't know. But yeah, I think he does have to play Jedi mind tricks a little bit to try to get a little extra.
You know, you with your...
No, but the CEO came out and said we want to be top five. Like he said, we want to be in the top five.
How big is the gap between five and one and two? Okay.
It's okay. A lot. Right. Again, you know, we're not the Braves are not the Pirates.
Yes.
You know, we're not crying poor, and they do spend money. But yeah, there's just certain guys, there's certain free agents every single offseason that you can just stop talking about.
Yeah.
It's just like, again, like...
Kyle Schwarber is a pipe dream.
I don't know. I don't know. You're asking. I don't know what these guys are going to get. So I'm not sure.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, you really?
I genuinely don't know what he's like. I'm being honest. Like, I don't know how much he's going to get on the open market.
Okay.
Probably. Like, pretty much it seems like anybody you've heard of there's going to be like a market for. I'm getting them.
Okay.
Like, when did they do that?
Yeah.
When did they do it?
I mean, they brought back Rafi. So why not bring back Marcel?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, why not bring back Marcel too?
He might, you know. You know him.
I mean, y'all know him. We're comfortable with him.
Maybe
here.
Something that they might do. Think we're good. Yeah. I mean, I think he got the juice out of that one.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
But I don't know. Maybe there's like a metric that suggests that he still has this or that or something like that.
Yeah, dude.
Spin rate or something like that.
I don't know. His every fifth bat against lefties.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all these damn made-up stats.
Look, I don't know, but I've sort of resigned myself. There's just, again, it's one of those things where you're not wrong as a Braves fan in complaining about not being in on free agents that would help your team. Like,
right.
The Braves need a designated hitter. The Braves also traded for Mauricio Dubon yesterday, who's a 31-year-old Gold Glove shortstop. Awesome defensive player.
Yes.
And, you know, depending on what happens between now and opening day,
he's
going to shape how you feel about it.
Yes.
If he's a utility infielder, that's great.
Yes.
That's awesome. You're fired up. If that guy's your starting shortstop come April, it's kind of the same thing.
But it's the clubhouse, Andy. It'll rub off on him.
I don't know what that means.
It means that good Grigory and Juju, it elevates you. It elevates everybody their first year with the Braves in the clubhouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
That
was pretty damn bad.
Again, like Kyle Seager would be great. He did put the Braves on his no trade list.
I saw that.
I think that's a tactic.
Okay.
You put the teams that you actually want to go to on your no trade list.
Okay.
So then you can negotiate for more.
Okay, I saw that. I was like, really? What the hell we do to him?
Nothing. That's just that's just actually he wants the Braves.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's like when you were in elementary school and like, you know, you'd hit the girl because you liked her, you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't flirt with her.
Yeah.
That's just him flirting with the Braves.
Oh, okay.
That's just elementary school playground flirting from Kyle Seager.
Yeah, man. Would they give him, because to get him, you're going to have to.
Yeah, I'll just say no. Whatever you're about to say,
okay.
No. Because right. They'd have to pay him a lot of money.
They're not going to do that. Yeah, okay.
That's right.
All right. No problem.
There you go. So I don't know if Dubon will be the starting shortstop or not, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Definitely not surprised. Yeah. That's what when I saw it, I was like, oh, what happened to old boy?
Who?
I always forget his name.
Nick Allen?
No, nah, he's gone. He's in Houston. The guy was there last year, Braves guy from Tampa. Shortstop.
Hey, Sung Kim.
Hassan, thank you, Abe.
Hassan Kim, yeah. I don't know.
He's
still out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they just gave Rafi the 16. He wants 16 in a year. Just give him 16, too.
I'm fine with me.
All right. I mean, we're trying to negotiate.
Again, we're great at spending the Braves' money.
Yeah.
I'm great at it. They never do it, though.
Okay,
I give all these suggestions, and they never spend it.
Who's worth 16 mil? Hassan Kim or Rafi?
I'd rather have Hassan Kim.
Okay. All right.
I'd rather have a shortstop who can hit.
Okay.
You know. They paid him, so
yeah.
I don't get to sign the checks,
yeah.
Unfortunately. It'd be great. I mean, I wish I was a billionaire and owned the team, and we'd be spending, we'd have Shohei Ohtani right
Hell
now.
Hell yeah, we'd have Shohei, we'd have Juan Soto.
We'd have everybody.
And
Freddie would still be here.
Yeah, because I mean, I'll defer $800 million.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't know all that stuff. Yeah. Sure, I don't know. Taxes are better here. I don't know how all that stuff plays out.
Yes.
The Hawks take on the Spurs tonight, unfortunately. Well, I guess fortunately for the Hawks' chances of winning the game, but unfortunately for viewership, Wembanyama is injured. He's not going to play. It would be really cool to watch Victor play, but
yes.
He's not playing tonight. Obviously, Trey's still out. Don't know about Reese Shea. He took a pretty tough fall
the
other day, and I think he's questionable, so he may go tonight. But Hawks-Spurs tonight at 8 o'clock. That'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And they did their damnedest to try to come back and beat the Pistons the other night.
They battled.
But it's just hard right now because they don't have everybody. I don't know if Porzingis is going to be able to go tonight either.
Yeah, I mean, they are a scrappy bunch, Andy. They're a scrappy bunch of guys who, you know, we talked about the defense and everything like that. But Detroit's playing some good ball.
Yeah,
and
they really
so,
are.
You know, that's 11 in a row. And, you know, they're at the top of the Eastern Conference right now. And I just think that – and we talked about the whole – stand afloat till Trey gets back. They're doing more than that, mm-hmm. dude. They really are playing well. Watching the game last night, the ball movement was so good, Andy. And then it's just like everybody taking opportunities to be a playmaker. You saw a lot of guys breaking down their defender, getting in the lane, drawing defenders, kicking it out. And so, I mean, they can continue to do that. They still have Castle and they got De'Aaron Fox and them guys. Mm-hmm. So they still are a good team. But, I mean, obviously they're different without Wimby. But yeah, it should be hopefully they go down there and get them a dub and try to get back on track again. Obviously, that where they are right now in the season is still early, and you're still trying to ingratiate because Porzingis has been in and out of the lineup.
Yep.
We know Trey is out of the lineup.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm so curious to see what it looks like when they're all together. I really, really am. Don't know when it's going to be. Hopefully in the next week. So I know next week was kind of the area we were looking for maybe
as
Trey to get back in it.
4 weeks. Yeah. Well, again, he wasn't going to be back in 4 weeks. He's going to get reevaluated.
And so then you'll get an opportunity to see where he is and how much more time he's going to be out.
Yeah, I can't be anything but excited about what it's going to look like when he comes back. Like, you get a guy like that back with a team that's playing like this, it seems like it's going to be great. It needs to, for sure, because they've looked really good without him, and you know the narrative of him not being there and all that. But it's very easy to stop that just by coming back and having it look even better with him, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the best-case scenario and the easiest way to stop it. If he comes back and it's a little bit clunky, then that continues, and it's like, damn,
But it's a possibility.
Well, it is a possibility because they haven't played
exactly.
together.
Exactly. So,
and he's going to be – he's ball-dominant.
He's a ball-dominant guard. He's a ball-dominant, defensive-liable player.
I forgot that Harrison Barnes played for the Spurs.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he'll be out there.
Man, Harrison, and you got Castle.
He always ends up on fun teams.
He's a corner three guy. He's a corner three guy, man. And that's the reason he's out of Golden State, because he couldn't hit the corner three. They had to go get Kevin Durant. And there's that funny. Watching that game last night, Kevin Durant on the offensive side of the ball, no matter what's going on, always got his hand up. Always.
You know why?
Always. Woo!
Because he's open.
Yeah, all the time. It's so funny. Yeah. They had a fast break that was in front of him.
Yeah.
And he was running down with his hand up.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
I'm going
to
pull up.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
I'm going to score.
Yeah.
That's a guy, like, because, you know, with the Trey coming back and they need to get used to each other and how's it going to look. There is no get used to playing with Kevin Durant process at all.
No.
You just put him on a good team and it works.
Yes.
Like, they're
a great player.
Their offense is number one in, like, every category. And, he's just like 37 years old,
efficient,
just doing the exact same things that he's been doing for 20 years.
Yes, and that's a great – I mean, nothing about his game has changed.
It's the same.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He's going to get to wherever he wants on the
floor. He's like a little bit more efficient, and he's a little bit craftier, but not – he goes to the rim less than he used
that
to.
That double crossover just
– Dude, Şengün. Şengün's taking a step, too.
Dude, they paid the right guys, man. That's the one thing about Houston. They got rid of the right guys. They brought in the right guys, and they paid the right guys.
Reed Shepard's playing, too.
It's about damn time.
I know. He was the third overall pick. There was a shot of him standing next to KD during a timeout yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Those are vastly different.
Hey, tomorrow, guys, during the morning shift at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special broadcast, come on in and pick up your supplies for the weekend and come by and say hello to Ali, Big Mike, and Bo. Squid Billy, as they broadcast live from the stores, brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift tomorrow, 6 to 9 at Publix.
Week 12 kicks off in the NFL tonight. Bills and Texans. We'll talk a little bit about that. All the other news around the NFL in an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.